The name of my story today is The Stranger. The subtitle is He Got Something He Did Not Deserve. So, Uncle Floyd and the boys are out back having a cookout, and they're having steak and corn, yum. And Barabbas, just as Uncle Floyd was working on the meal, Barabbas caught a glimpse of somebody in the alleyway. That same thing happened earlier. That wind last night was too much. So Barabbas caught just a glimpse, and both Jeter and A-Rod sort of aroused from their slumber and perked up their ears. "Hello," said Barabbas. And Uncle Floyd looked up from what he was doing, but by then the person had ducked behind the shed. When everything was on the table, they sat down and they said the blessing, just like you do before you have a meal. And the feast began. It was very tasty. And then Barabbas saw the figure again from behind the shed, watching them have their cookout. And this time, Uncle Floyd saw him too. "Yes," said Uncle Floyd, almost as if he knew this man. "May I eat?" asked the stranger. "I reckon you may, if you cause no trouble." So, that wind is wicked. So, the stranger, or is he a stranger, came and ate with them. And Barabbas remembered seeing him once briefly at the playground. "He kind of looks like me," thought Barabbas to himself. It was rather odd because no one spoke the whole time the stranger was at the table with them, except the dogs. The dogs were rather restless, but even the dogs did not come over and sniff the stranger or wag their tails like they normally would. And after the stranger had eaten his fill, he looked at Uncle Floyd and he said, "Thanks. I reckon you should go now," responded Uncle Floyd. And once the man, who looks a lot like Barabbas but is not Barabbas, once he left, Gator said, "That was odd." And Barabbas said, "Who is he?" Neither, even Jeter and A-Rod looked at Uncle Floyd for the answer. That person is someone you do not need to know. I reckon he got more than he deserved when he sat at our table and ate. And that is mercy. To be continued. Sometime, the end.